Congress may be strangling the American UAV industry. The FAA warns Camarillo and the UARC to follow the rules. And Kyle Franklin is back on the air show circuit. This is Aero News. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for downloading this AeroCast. Here's what's up in aviation for Friday, August 19th, 2011. With the first customers now expecting their new Boeing 787s within days, United Continental Holdings is excited enough about the economic benefits of the plane to remind shareholders that deliveries are imminent. United announced Wednesday that the first of its Dreamliners had entered the assembly phase at Boeing's facility in Everett, Washington. In early 2012, United will become the first North American carrier to take delivery of the aircraft, and that'll be the first of 50 it has on order. The first United 787 will be configured with 36 flatbed seats in Business First, 63 extra legroom seats in Economy Plus, and 120 seats in Economy. CEO Jeff Smisek predicts, quote, "The 787 will be a very comfortable, customer-pleasing aircraft, and with its range, fuel efficiency, and superb operating economics, the 787 will allow us to enter new long-haul markets and also replace older, less efficient wide-body aircraft," unquote. United Continental Holdings subsidiaries Continental and United each ordered 25 Dreamliners. The company will announce the 787 flight schedule later this year. The general aviation manufacturing sector in the U.S. increasingly struggles to compete in the world marketplace due to the delays and costs of federal regulation, but it's far from alone in that plight. Robotics developers, particularly those developing unmanned aerial systems and other unmanned weapons, say the U.S. now risks losing its lead in that field to clumsy congressional meddling. Northrop Grumman President and CEO Wes Bush was a keynote speaker at the Association for Unmanned Vehicle Systems International Conference in Washington, D.C. on Wednesday. He warned, quote, "Today's export restrictions are hurting this industry in the U.S. without making us any safer, and it could cause the U.S. to relinquish the cutting edge to other countries ultimately," unquote. The specific rules at issue are called ITAR within the industry. That stands for International Traffic in Arms Regulations. They're designed to keep U.S. technology from falling into enemy hands, but they sometimes prevent U.S. companies from equipping our allies. Bush says that could cost the U.S. defense industry $94 billion over the next decade if nothing changes. National Defense Magazine reports Bush noted it wouldn't be the first time. Quote, "We made it impossible for U.S. companies to sell satellites to our allies. We need to learn from that lesson and several other lessons just like it," unquote. It's hard to imagine what the organizers of Wings Over Camarillo are thinking, but as of this morning, the show's website is still promoting wingtip to wingtip racing around a pylon course by the Ultimate Air Racing Championship when the show opens tomorrow. But the FAA is allowing UARC only some much tamer stuff, with no aerobatics and no aggressive maneuvers. The agency says it will allow UARC to do a formation flight at 500 feet, single file passes at 250 feet, and while the pylons will be inflated, UARC pilots may not get closer to them than 140 feet vertically and 250 feet laterally. Pilot David Riggs, who in June was supposedly no longer associated with UARC, but is recently being promoted by the show organizers as a UARC pilot, is not noted for respect for FAA or its rules. To make sure there's no misunderstanding this weekend, FAA spokesman Ian Greger has warned all parties involved, quote, "If any participant violates the terms of the airshow waiver, we can cancel the waiver and the entire show will have to stop," unquote. We'll see what happens. How about some positive airshow news? 7 months after the tragic accident that burned him severely and claimed the life of his wife Amanda, Kyle Franklin has announced on Facebook he's returning to the airshow circuit. Quote, "For those of you that have not heard by now, I'm going to be back out on the airshow circuit next weekend in Waterloo, Iowa with a comedy act. I will also do two more shows this year, Fort Smith, Arkansas, October 1st and 2nd, and the Fort Worth, Texas Alliance Air Show, October 22nd and 23rd. Both will be with a Cub. I'm also starting to book for the 2012 season. Looking forward to a full season with a comedy act. Hope to see some of you out there. Kyle," unquote. The Franklin Flying Circus website says the comedy act features, quote, "Kyle Franklin as Ben Wabnowski, the annoying drunk who wants his airplane ride that was promised to him. Much different from your typical flying farmer routine, this routine will get everyone on their feet and roaring with laughter," unquote. That may be true, or they may be on their feet in a show of love and respect. Up next on ANN, Barb Tolbert could wind up Arlington's next mayor. Delta will try the iPad as an EFB. And a Top Gun parody features a Dreamliner and an A380. You're listening to Aero News.
Diamond Aircraft's D-Jet is the ultimate private aircraft for the owner-flown market, offering simplicity of operation, safety, and affordability. Imagine starting the turbine with a simple push of a button. Push the single-lever throttle forward. Monitor your flight on the cutting-edge G1000 with integrated autopilot and enjoy the reliability, performance, smoothness, and quiet of turbine power. Visit Diamond on the web at www.diamondair.com or call 888-359-3222.
We're back to wrap up your Aero Briefing for Friday, August 19th. I'm Paul Plack. The annual Arlington Fly-In, held each July in that city in Washington State, is one of the most successful events of its type in the U.S. This fall, voters will get to decide whether Fly-In Director Barb Tolbert should become the city's new mayor. Current Mayor Margaret Larson is retiring after two terms. Six candidates filed to replace her. They faced off in a vote-by-mail election Tuesday to thin the field for a runoff this fall. The top two candidates emerging from the count are Tolbert, who also serves on the city's airport board, and City Councilman Steve Baker. The margin between them is very tight. The Everett Herald reports Baker led Tolbert by less than a single percentage point, 29 to 28.5. The next closest candidate got 17% of the vote. Only about 1 in 5 residents of the city of 17,000 participated in the primary. Barb feels good about her chances in November. She tells the paper, quote, "I'm optimistic about this race. Steve Baker and I are separated by a very close margin. I look forward to getting out and talking again with the citizens of Arlington. Moving forward with the people of this city will be an honor," unquote. Delta Airlines has started testing the Apple iPad for use as an electronic flight bag, providing 22 of the devices to its pilots for experimenting during flights. Now, don't be alarmed. Delta pilots will not be using WingX to make instrument approaches in 757-200s. The company wants to see if iPads will allow it to keep in better contact with its pilots in real time. Delta Operations VP Steve Dixon tells Flight Global, quote, "We're loading Jeppesen Mobile TC charting software, a Goodreader document viewer that contains all our manuals in electronic format, and the Journey browser, which allows access to iCrew. A Delta meteorology app provides access to pilot-tailored graphical weather information and real-time looped Delta radar. Each pilot will have access to their Delta email account and calendar. The tablets have also been loaded with a writing app for notes, an atomic web browser, a PDF viewer, a Wi-Fi finder app, and crew rest and cruise rest period calculators. Both Wi-Fi and 3G are available domestically," unquote. Dixon says at least a quarter of the pilots involved in the test rate themselves as tech unsavvy. If the results look encouraging, the suite of applications will be migrated to the Android platform running on Motorola's Zoom and possibly to other devices. There are talks reportedly underway between U.S. Airways and Airbus about the possibility of replacing some of the airline's older Boeing 757s with one of the newest offerings in the Airbus line, the A321neo. Bloomberg reports U.S. Airways would only confirm that the airline is in informational discussions, but analysts say the nation's smallest major full-fare carrier will eventually be forced to replace the 757 fleet. The last of those planes was built by Boeing in 2004. U.S. Airways spokesman Todd LeMacher says in an email, quote, "We talk to aircraft manufacturers all the time," unquote. Airbus would say only that U.S. Airways is a, quote, "good customer," unquote. And finally today, there's a very funny YouTube video posted by the folks at 3D Aviation, which recreates a sequence from the movie Top Gun with Tom Cruise back as Maverick flying a Boeing 787 Dreamliner with a part of the MiG played by an Airbus A380. You can see a short teaser version which interrupts the chase sequence and closes with the famous tower buzzing scene, or subscribe to 3D's channel and see the whole thing. It's very funny, and you just know the folks in the suits on both sides of the Atlantic have to be smirking today. Find a link in the text version of the story titled Top Gun, Dreamliner vs. A380 and dated August 19th at aero-news.net. That's the latest from Aero News. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for listening. Enjoy your weekend and have a clear and unlimited day.